Okay, we are here with the race-winning team of the Buckle Up In Your Truck 225. That's the driver and crew chief for the number 4 Kyle Busch Motorsports Toyota. The winning driver, Christopher Bell. Winning crew chief, Rudy Fugel. We'll kick it off with you, Christopher. This is your third win of the season, picking up your series best third win and also series best 19th playoff point. So setting yourself up really well as the playoffs come here in about a couple months. So maybe just talk about that and your race tonight.
Well, the playoff is, that's what matters. So that's kind of what me and Rudy set out to do at the beginning of the year, was to accumulate all those points to make it as easy as possible for us to transfer to Homestead at the end of the year. As far as the race goes, it was extremely up and down. With the repave and the green racetrack at the beginning, I think everybody was kind of didn't know what to expect. But the track had a lot of grip right off the bat, and it was really fast, a lot of draft runs. A lot of dirty air down in 3 and 4, pretty tough to pass. And once I got back there in traffic, we were kind of mired back there till Rudy started throwing his magical strategy at it and got us out front. And then our Tundra was fast enough; we were able to hold him off.
Thank you, Christopher. Can you tell us that magical strategy, Rudy?
It's just you go for it sometimes. So that's the way it goes. A really good crew of guys, you know, really good tire guy, really good engineer, and a full crew going up and down pit road, checking tires, seeing what we can do, counting how many greens are on the tires, see how we ran a ton of total laps on our lefts, but green laps not so much, and then just a balanced truck and a driver taking care of the stuff, and it makes it easier.
Great. Thanks, guys. Any questions for Christopher and Rudy? Go up, Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Rudy, were you aware of the trouble that Kyle was having on his pit stops, and was there any concern that your team might have similar trouble getting? They're having trouble getting the, I want to say, it was the right front off.
Yeah, that's common up and down pit road at a place like this where the noses are pinned. So it comes down to that being a fourth truck and some different people and just not having it checked out all the way. You know, it's just flat out that's the deal. That's on me a little bit, having to go down there, and I should have made sure their stuff was right. We check ours and make sure it was going to be fine, and so I'll take a little bit of the blame for that. That's on me. So we saw it on TV, and we knew we were okay.
All right, Claude.
Me first.
Yep.
Okay.
All you.
Claude Thompson, Cincinnati Enquirer. Questions for Chris. Chris, what was going through your mind those last 10 laps when Brandon Jones is basically less than 2 seconds? Or 0.2 seconds behind you, basically the rest of the way.
Well, it's very nerve wracking, and it's a lot of stress. But the thing that I kept going back to is that I just kept reminding myself, whenever I was in that position, I couldn't pass them. So that was the biggest thing. Whenever at the beginning of the race, when I was third, I couldn't pass for second. Whenever I lost the lead, I couldn't pass the leader. So that's what I kept reminding myself, is that, yeah, he'll be able to get to me because the trucks punch such a big hole in the air. You get big draft runs, and he'd be able to get to me. But I knew getting to me and passing me was two different things. So that was the biggest thing, just kept reminding myself how hard of a time I had passing the leader.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. You spun early in the race. What went through your head? Did you think you had thrown it away at that point? Did you feel like there was enough time, obviously, to come back?
I knew there was enough time to come back. At that point, I was nervous about crashing. A repave, this place is, we didn't really even know what was going on there as far as the track conditions. And 1 and 2 has a lot of grip, and it's really banked, it's really fast, it's really easy to run wide open. And that creates big draft runs by the time you get to turn 3. But then whenever you get to turn 3, the entry is fairly wide, and then all of a sudden you get into the corner, and there's a truck and a half wide of rubber there that you can run, and there's not enough room for 3 trucks. But a lot of guys tried to make room for 3 trucks, and it didn't work.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Christopher, how big a win is this in the sense of, when you won earlier this week at Macon, you're not having to worry about draft. You know, you're not having to worry about break up a guy's draft, and here you are. I mean, it's such a different skill to kind of win this race today.
Yeah, it's special to me. I think that's something that I've excelled at throughout the course of my career is being successful in multiple types of cars. I feel like that's why I am here today. Same thing with Kyle Larson. That's why he is where he is today, is because he won in everything he got in. So I want to continue that on for my personal goals, to still continue to be able to win in everything I drive. And I've been fortunate enough to still have success in my roots in the midget racing, and finally starting to, I guess, get the feel of these trucks. And I got a pretty good crew chief that makes me look good.
Claude Thompson, Cincinnati Enquirer. Gregson got his first stage win, and he's a teammate of yours. So were you aware of how he was doing up there at the front of the race, and what does that mean for you to kind of have this team success?
I saw that, I saw he won the stage, which was good for him because he needed that that confidence builder. Anytime you run up front, it's a huge confidence builder. What can I say, man? I mean, our KBM trucks are super, super fast. I think still to this day, we've won every mile and a half. We've won the pole for every mile and a half. We have really fast Tundras.
Go down there, too.
Aaron Bearden kicking the tires. Chris, just how difficult were the restarts to navigate today? I mean, there were issues all throughout. I think you had a run-in with Ben Rhodes during one of them. How hard was it to fight through the field when they were going so crazy on those restarts?
It was tough. The restarts bit me there when I was in the back, and I wasn't even trying to be aggressive. I was just trying to maintain, and next thing you know, middle of three, and guys are on your door, and you're on the guy on the inside's door, and you're spinning out. So they were tough, but the biggest thing was just – the biggest thing was just Rudy getting me out front. That was everything. It's tough to pass. Once I got out front, nobody could pass me. So that was key. Whenever I was 18th or 19th or wherever the heck I was, I didn't drive up to the field. I saw Kyle restarted 13th there on the last one, and I'm not sure where he ended up, but he didn't come and race me at the end. So the biggest thing was just getting out front.
Follow up.
Claude Thompson, Cincinnati Enquirer. So speaking of KBM, what's it like? How's it feel when Kyle Busch is out there driving behind you guys, and he helped Gregson get his stage win, but out there pushing you guys? What does that mean to have him out there on the field with you guys?
So going back to where I said how tough it was to pass, if there's a guy out there that's going to figure out how to pass, it'd be him. So I was pretty thankful to find out that the 46 wasn't in second with 10 to go, because if anybody was going to make it happen, he would. But the biggest thing is just going back to practice. This weekend was one of the weekends where we had data on the trucks. So we were able to lay my data on top of his data, and I'm able to see steering wheel tracing, foot pedal work, to see where he's lifting, how much brake he's using, how much steering wheel angle he has. And then the engineers and crew chiefs are able to look at shock travel and splitter heights and all that kind of stuff. And it's just another truck out there, and the driver has extremely good feedback. So his feedback helps all of us too.
Bobby,
Bob Parker, CSPN. Chris, next race is Eldora. Just how much do you look to going back there in a truck, or do you not look back because it's so different than what you usually are running there?
Yeah, it's different. It's honestly, it's not a lot of fun because the trucks are really hard to drive there. But I enjoy it because I have an advantage whenever I go there compared to the other guys. So it makes it a little bit more fun for me. But no, I call it the week of Eldora now because the last couple of years I've been able to run the Kings Royal and then the truck race. So the Kings Royal starts on Thursday, and then we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the truck race is the following Tuesday, Wednesday. And the week of Eldora is my second favorite week of the year. So I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, behind Chili Bowl.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net, PRN again. We saw several spins included, but this track going through the repave that it did, are the bumps out of it now? What is the track surface like during the race? Because there was some question on Twitter earlier tonight if the bumps were actually gone or if maybe still be one out there somewhere.
It's smooth as glass, absolutely smooth as glass. There's a couple bumps down the back straightaway, but it doesn't affect anything. When we get in the corners, it's totally smooth.
Anyone else? All right, Christopher, Rudy, thanks so much. Congratulations on a great one.